In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment. Dear faithful, first of all, I need to tell you a number of things in order to explain today's gospel. The first is about the language Jesus spoke. Aramaic, he said, not to have superlatives. These are words that let us express degrees of size or importance. For example, in English, we say that something is great, greater, or the greatest. But in Aramaic, one expresses degree either by repetition or exaggeration. In that sense, it looks like we all have like a Middle East heritage. We often hear our Lord repeating this phrase, "Amen, amen, I say to you," which can be interpreted as "truly, truly, I say to you," which is the equivalent of saying "very truly" or "most truly, I say to you." In today's gospel, Jesus does not repeat, but he does seem to make his point by exaggeration. Clearly, there is a great difference between killing someone and being angry with them, or even saying nasty things to them. But Jesus wants us to understand that all of these things can be bad, even if not equally serious. Moreover, quiet anger can lead to loud anger, and maybe even to violence and murder. Some people operate with a particularly short fuse and go from the first stage to the last stage very quickly. In the night office, we prayed today. We read a commentary on the Gospel by St. Augustine. St. Augustine recognized that our Lord was exaggerating a bit, so he inserts a missing word into Jesus' words. "You shall not be angry with your brother without a cause." Without a cause. Because there are times when decent people should get angry. For example, if you see a man beating his wife, a little anger, quietly expressed, might be in order. Let us look more closely at what Jesus has forbidden. The anger that corresponds to murder is irrational and passionate. It's lucky when it is not verbally expressed. Raka is in Aramaic a word that we would translate as a combination of stupid and inferior. The idea is that the anger is expressed in words. Words which are meant to humiliate another. Often they have no basis in reality. They are the products of emotion rather than correct reasoning. Therefore, they can be deadly. Calling someone a fool is different from calling him stupid in the Old Testament. The fool is found in the verse of Psalm 13 and 52. It is said, "The fool said in his heart, there is no God." So the biblical fool is an atheist. And there can be nothing worse than to deny God and cut oneself off from His graces. Our Lord categorizes this as the worst sort of angry insult. To falsely label someone as a heretic or an atheist. To the Jews of Jesus' time, it was the ultimate insult. Yet, taking a cue from St. Augustine, we can see that reasoned anger, rather than passionate anger, something has its place. St. Thomas tells us that prudence is right reason in action. And sometimes the lack of the passion of anger is also a vice. Are the lack of movement in the will to punish according to the judgment of reason? St. John Chrysostom says, only the person who becomes angry without reason sins. Whoever becomes angry for a just reason is not guilty, because if anger were lacking, the science of God would not progress. Judgments would not be sound, and crime would not be repressed. Further, St. John Chrysostom says again, the person who does not become angry when he has cause to be, sins. For an unreasonable patience is the hotbed of many vices. It fosters negligence and stimulates not only the wicked, but above all, the good to do wrong. Yet since our Lord equates senseless anger with murder, we must always be on our guard against it. Fortunately, St. Peter gives us solid advice on how to avoid sinful anger in today's episode. We must make a personal and positive effort to cooperate with God's grace in all we do and say. We must cooperate with the Holy Ghost by having compassion for one another, being lovers of the brotherhood, merciful, modest, humble. More difficult, not rendering evil for evil, not railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing. God the Holy Ghost, dear faithful, offers every assistance. But we must consciously cooperate with His grace. I'm going to suggest that the most important item in St. Peter's is being humble. Humility is something we always see in Jesus and His Blessed Mother. It's something we have constantly to imitate. Humility is a virtue by which we recognize our strength and our weaknesses relative to another person. We acknowledge our faults while giving God the credit for our gifts. We recognize that we are no better than the next fellow. And if we are, it's never by our merits, but by grace. because maybe we are probably we have more received. And we recognize that we have no rights that go beyond his rights. With humility, we recognize that he's neither stupid or inferior. He is no less a child of God than we are. Yet humility is a virtue closely allied with truth. In humility, we also recognize when our brother has departed from right reason. And in humility, we are motivated by reason to offer fraternal advice to one who is in danger of going astray. With humility, we can truly have the last say. With God's graces and humility, we are able to avoid the judgments, the fires of hell. So, during this summer break, because we have more time to pray, let's pray for an abundance of both. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.